Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to. Hi, I'm Angela Loeb, and welcome to Be Radiant Radio, and welcome to another episode of the Career Goals series. I've enjoyed doing that so much, I just thought, let's keep it going. Today, I want to talk about security in your career, and to be specific, what I actually want to say is that there's no such thing as security in your career. Yep. Now, tell me, do you know anyone who's self-employed? Ask them about it. The self-employed person who's very familiar with the truth about security, that there is no such thing. And do you know anyone who's ever been laid off from a job, fired from a job? Maybe this is something you've personally gone through. That's the kind of event that will make you wake up and realize that security is a fallacy. Helen Keller once wrote that security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. She's right. And the definition of security, now listen to this, it's the state of being free from danger or threat. So that's the definition. But let's be honest, it's not something we can actually ever attain, a state of being where we're completely free of danger or threat. It's really more about having a sliding scale of comfort, isn't it? While you can't ever be, completely free of danger or threat, you can achieve kind of a state of being where you're comfortable with the level of security you have. You can maybe decrease that or increase that, but it's kind of like you're moving the scale on the comfort level. Now, I'm not trying to say all this to scare you, and I'm not going to say that you should be like freaked out or be really concerned or worried, because I'm not all about worrying. But I do want to kind of shake you up a little bit, perhaps so you really hear what I'm saying, but not to make you feel helpless, because you're absolutely not helpless. And, well, frankly, you do have to act as though you're secure to some extent. I mean, you can't go around paranoid all the time. That's not helpful, nor is it healthy, and that goes for both your physical and your mental health. But I do want you to stop and think about it for a few minutes right now, because it's wise to create this shift in your perception so that you're not living in an illusion either, because that's not healthy either. What I want for you is to realize that you have personal power. Like I said, you're not helpless. You're in charge of your life if you want to be. So let's talk about this. Since you can't live in a pure state of security, what I suggest is you strive for increasing your comfort with that fact. And you do this by shifting your mentality from thinking of yourself as a person who needs a paycheck to someone who provides value for an income. So paycheck versus income. Right? Going to work and thinking of yourself as an employee getting a paycheck, that's a much more subservient mindset. You're one of the masses, a peon. You're subject to the whims of other people, the company, the organization you work for. Now, going to work and thinking of yourself as a sort of hired consultant who provides value for an income is a more self-sovereign mindset. You're a valuable, unique person in charge of yourself and your future. And yes, you might be thinking, oh, Angela, unique value. I don't know what that is. I don't know if I have one. You do have a unique value. Everyone has a unique value, or at least a unique promise of value. So whether you're experienced with a body of work and clearly have a unique value because it's been proven, or you're new to the workforce, because, and therefore you have a promise of value, you'll have something to offer that is unique. It's you. And when you think in these terms, in terms of offering your unique promise of value to the market, you can pull income to yourself. You can attract income to yourself from more than one place. And this can happen in a linear way. So if you want to leave your current employer, improve your circumstances, you know someone else out there will value what you offer elsewhere, right? And it can happen simultaneously. If you want, you can be self-employed and you can offer the value to more than one entity out there who can send you the income in exchange for what you provide. Or if you want to keep a job and do something on the side to generate the income, have kind of a portfolio career, so be it. You can do that too. The point is, when you rely on an employer to decide your value with a paycheck, and that's the only way you accept your own value, well, you've taken the power out of your own hands and you've just given it away. You may think you've increased your security by putting it in someone else's hands, by having that job that is in someone else's hands, but in fact, the danger or threat level, it's actually higher in that scenario. So what do you do? To increase the level of security in your career, you have to increase the power you have in and over your own career. And this way of being, you, when you have the power over your own career, in this way of being, you see that no employer owes you anything except what you've agreed to exchange with them. You provide your valuable skills, your experiences, your services, and they compensate you in a story. And when that time comes, when the company you work for decides they want to part ways with you before you thought you were ready to go, which of course happens all the time with the clients that I have, you'll feel more secure because you are clear about how that same exchange of your valuable qualities, your promise of value, can happen with some other company. So basically, shifting your thinking to income versus paycheck doesn't actually make you more secure. It doesn't make you secure. After all, I've already established that you can't do that. But what you do is become more comfortable with the fact that there's no security by increasing your personal power, by taking charge of yourself and your future. So it is a mindset shift. So it isn't about going and getting self-employed. But if that's what you want to do, great, go for it. Because I can tell you, self-employed people are struggling with that sense of security too. It is about having an income mentality versus a paycheck mentality. Okay, so that's all I have for you today. That's it for today on the goals, the career goals series. And I'll be back with yet another episode in this series soon. We'll keep it going. Thanks so much for tuning in. And by the way, if you're curious about working with me or you want to check out my programs, my articles, books, and such, you can go to my About page at angelaloeb.com. I've provided the link. I've also provided a link to an article which will help you, give you some ideas about figuring out your value and your promise of value. Well, that's a wrap. Until next time, be in your personal power and keep on shining like you're meant to.